call this progressive or alternative Arab music, from Tariq Abushi's band called Shusmo. Tariq is a Palestinian musician based here in New York, part of a vibrant scene of Arab musicians from throughout the Near East, the Middle East, North Africa, who perform in various combinations together, sometimes performing their own contemporary music and sometimes looking back to classical Arab music. That's what we'll be hearing in our new sound studio tonight. I'm John Schaefer, and I'm joined by the members of the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble, which includes several of the musicians from this band, Shusmo, as well as the trumpeter and santur player Amir El Safar, who joins me quickly at the microphone here before we get started with some live music. And Amir, Alwan is the name. It's the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble. What does that name Alwan refer to?
The name Alwan literally means colors, and we took our name from, there's a cultural arts organization that represents music and culture from the Middle East, meaning the Arab world, Turkey, Iran, Central Asia, sometimes Greece. And that organization is based, that venue is based in Lower Manhattan, presenting weekly concert series, which actually I co-produce. So this ensemble is sort of an amalgamation of kind of the main people that tend to play there with most regular. It's almost like a house band for Alwan, for the arts.
And drawing, so are all of you representing different parts of the Middle East?
In some sense, yeah. I mean, we have kind of a shared repertoire, but we also, like, for instance, I'm more specialized in the Iraqi, particularly the Baghdadi maqam repertoire, which is somewhat specific. George Ziadeh, who's joining us on the oud and vocals, has mastered the Syrian, the Aleppan tradition, mm-hmm. of Mwashahat, which we'll hear in a little bit, as well as Egyptian music. And so everybody has kind of their own take, but we're sort of all doing variations on the same style of music.
You mentioned Aleppo, ancient city in Syria.
Yes.
That's where this first piece is from, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Tell us what this is.
So we're actually going to start with Semai, which is in fact a Turkish form, semi-rust. Rust is the mode that we're playing in. It's a mode that's roughly equivalent to a major scale, except that the third and seventh degrees are about a quarter tone lower. This music has a lot of microtonal, mm-hmm. Stuff going on. But it's played a lot in Aleppo and throughout the Arab world.
So basically this is like a suite of three pieces,
yes.
in a row, a kind,
exactly.
of an instrumental to set the scale, mm-hmm. and then a couple of songs.
Yep.
All right. Let's hear the first of a set of live performances in the New Sound Studio. My guests are the members of the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble. Thank you.
السمان واضرب من بالحان واحسب نام من ضمن المدمان يا لا لا لا
يا لا لا
That is a live performance from the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble, a sort of pan-Middle Eastern band here in our WNYC studio on New Sounds. You heard Amir El-Safar before helping to introduce that suite of pieces and playing the santur, Tariq Abushi playing the bouzouk, which is... Tariq, isn't that originally from, like, Turkey? Or?
Well, it's... No, this is the Arab version. You find it in Syria, Lebanon, and Palestine.
Okay.
It's a folk instrument from that region.
Thin, long-necked lute.
Yeah, I think originally it did come from the Turkish saz.
But, as I say, it's a long-neck, thin lute, as opposed to the oud, which George Ziadeh plays.
Daoud is a equivalent of the European lute, which is an ancestor of the European lute.
So the oud is the grandfather of the guitar.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, you're right, John. And it has like 12 strings. They tuned in doubles, you know, double strings, six double strings, which is a total of 12, and they tuned in unison. And
okay.
It's a fretless instrument.
And we also heard the violin played by Sami Abu Shumais, and Zafir Tawil playing the kanun, which is the other dulcimer-like instrument, mm-hmm. and Johnny Farage playing percussion. Amir, how uncommon is it for the kanun and the santur, two dulcimer instruments, mm-hmm. to be in the same ensemble?
It's not very common at all. The main difference between the two instruments, the kanun is a plucked nylon string instrument, and so it's more like a zither, whereas the santur being hammered and with steel strings. So their sound is different, but their function in the ensemble is sort of similar. So traditionally they're not put together. In fact, the santur is the only Arab country where the samtur is found is Iraq. So there are a few instances in which they've combined santur and qanun in the Iraqi repertoire. But since the santur is so rarely used in the Aleppan and Cairo and other mashraqi, which meaning general Arab repertoire, it's very uncommon to have both of them together. But we rehearsed a few times with them together, and just it sounded so nice, and there's sort of this lushness in the sound.
I mean, you've got all those strings going.
Yeah, so. we were adding them up. It was about 160 strings between the two of us.
Yeah. So you guys must be fun to tune with.
Oh, we spent an hour, you think we spent a lot of time before the show. We spent an hour before we even got here at El One, in fact, tuning these strings, so it takes a while.
Well, the tuning having been accomplished before we went on there, we are getting a chance to hear some live music from the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble, and there is more to come, so do stay with us. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tonight's ensemble, the Alwan Arab Music Group, is performing in the gallery, the Great Hall of the Metropolitan Museum of Art this weekend, November 4th and 5th. It's part of the big celebration of the reopening of the Islamic Art Gallery with its new, hard-to-remember full name, but with some unforgettable artwork that's been not seen in New York for many years now while the renovation's been going on. So the gallery is open, and the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble is performing at the Met Museum on Friday and Saturday night. This is New Sounds, program number 3265, featuring live music from the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble. We're speaking with Amir El-Safar, who sings a bit, plays the trumpet, as you'll hear momentarily, and the santur, as we've heard already. Tarek Abushi, who plays the long-necked lute known as the buzuk. And George Ziadeh, who plays the oud, and will sing this next song for us. And George, are there, it seems like there are cultural centers. We've heard already from Aleppo with that Samai Rust that you guys started with. Would Aleppo,
Cairo, Aleppo, Baghdad, North Africa, Morocco is very rich in music.
Right.
And also they play similar lyrics. I mean, they play similar poetry, but they set, their own melodies to it. And in the Levant, we play the same repertoire, but with more like Byzantium, more Turkish, and more Arabic-influenced melodies.
So it seems like the North African, Algerian, Moroccan especially, where even the Arabic language there is different.
It's very different. It's Darija, the Moroccan Darija is very Arabic, though. I mean, it's like really ancient Arabic language that is spoken in a different, infused with different dialect,
right,
which is the Berber dialect.
So is that considered, is that sort of beyond the scope of this band? Do you focus more on the Middle East, the
yes.
Near East?
My specialty is Egypt and the Levant, like Syria, Lebanon,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Tarek, which center are you mostly associated with?
I'm also mostly in the Syrian, Egyptian, or greater Syria, which to me, because also I play this instrument, the buzuk, which is a folk instrument from there. I play a lot of folk music from Syria, from Lebanon, from Palestine. And, of course, a lot of the repertoire that we end up playing is Egyptian, Syrian.
Right. Now, that's an interesting distinction. It's a folk instrument, but when you put all these instruments together, it's kind of a classical music ensemble, mm-hmm. isn't
yeah.
it?
The setting we're playing in is more of a classical setting.
The forms also are classical forms. I mean,
although the next piece, George, you sing lead in this one. This is a pop song, isn't it? I mean, this is like from the repertoire of the most popular singer of that part of the world.
Yeah, it is a pop song, I guess. And now we consider it as a classical piece because it's from the middle of the past century. It was composed, I think, in the 50s.
For the great Egyptian singer.
By the great Egyptian singer, Umm Kulthum, and composed by Riyad Sumbati, the great composer. Egyptian composer, so it is kind of classical now. It's something that you have to learn in order to know Arabic and Egyptian music in general, yeah.
And the song is called Aweti Aini?
Aweti Aini.
Which means?
Which means my eyes got used to seeing you.
So it's a love song.
Yeah, it's a love song.
That's about a 45-minute love song.
So we're getting the radio edit today, I guess. On this edition of New Sounds, we're hearing some live music from the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble, and this next song from the great Egyptian tradition of songs by Kalthoum is called Aweti Aini, once again a live performance in our New Sounds studio.
Nazrete لقيتك فرحي قلبين 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 عايشين على الأمل البسمة وبسمتك فرحي قلبين عايشين على الأمل البسمة وإن غبت يوم عني أفضل أنا بعيدك عني قربك مني ويبعدك عني واحضر في أمري معاك ومعاك واحضر في أمري معاك ومعاك وإن مر يوم من غير رؤياك وإن مر يوم من غير رؤياك يوم من غير رؤياك مر يوم من غير رؤياك ما ينحسبش ما ينحسبش من عمري
Another live performance on New Sounds from the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble. That song, originally associated with the singer Kalthoum or Kalsoum. I mean, you hear it.
In Egyptian, they don't pronounce the eth, which is like a very unique letter in Arabic language. So they say s.
They say
Kalsoum, yeah. Right. So it sounds more like an s than rather than an eth. Which yeah. is
like
from the tongue, you know, it comes out of the tongue.
George Ziadeh playing the oud, singing in that song called Aweti Aini Aini.
Ala Ru'yak.
Which means, again,
my eyes got used to seeing you.
Seeing you. It's a lovely song. Once again, Tarek Abushi playing the bouzouk, Sami Abu Shumais playing the violin, Safir Tawil playing the kanun, which is the zither-like instrument, Johnny Farage playing the percussion, Amir El Safar playing santur and trumpet.
Yes.
That's an odd double. How did that happen?
I ask myself every day, how did this happen, especially when I'm carrying around this heavy instrument that requires lots of time to tune. But I started out as a trumpet player, actually playing classical music and jazz growing up in this country. My father's from Iraq. So it wasn't until my late teens, early 20s, I started really listening to Arabic music closely and paying attention to it. And I always felt a bit crippled by the fact that I played the trumpet and thought, well, I'm gonna have to learn a whole new instrument if I'm ever going to start playing Arab music, until I heard this great Egyptian trumpeter named Sami El Babli. And I had a chance to meet him, in fact, in 1999, which was just over a year before he passed away. And he had played with many of the great singers and sort of made the trumpet into a folk and then later a classical Arab instrument. I mean, it just sounds so natural the way he approached the Arab music on the trumpet. And so I started on that path, and I spent about a year or two just playing trumpet and playing Arab music until eventually I decided that I needed to learn a native instrument. When I went to Baghdad and I really started getting into the maqam tradition of Iraq, I realized that the trumpet, as beautiful as it was in certain instances, was limited in other ways for Arab music. So I go back and forth, and luckily they're different enough that I can, you know, have really different sounds.
Well, with Kalthoum's music, you know, a lot of her songs were written for a full orchestra anyway, with Western instruments and Arab instruments.
There was guitars and sometimes saxophone, accordion. You know,
it
was a period in which the Egyptians in particular were really making strides in introducing Western instruments into the Arab ensemble.
Was that because of the film industry, such a large film industry in Egypt?
I think that played a big part in introducing other styles of music, like rumba and salsa and cha-cha-cha.
And just the instruments,
and
I mean, the strings
came
and the guitar.
But I think it came also from composers who started to fuse Latin music and Arabic music.
And, mm-hmm. and classical music.
And classical music
Muhammad
as well.
Muhammad Abdul Wahab yeah. was quoting Beethoven and Mozart.
A lot.
Right.
A lot
yeah.
And didn't Wahab write a lot of songs for Kulthum?
Several.
Not a lot. He wrote maybe like 3-4 of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble playing for us on New Sounds and playing in the Great Hall balcony at the Metropolitan Museum this weekend on November 4th and 5th. And Tariq, your band has a gig on the 11th.
That's right. At Alwan, we're playing. Shusmo will be playing on the 11th. 11-11-11.
Okay. Shusmo, a record that we've heard on New Sounds in the past. Speaking of Iraq, Amir, the final piece that you guys are going to play for us is also from the Baghdad tradition.
Yes, it is.
Now let me ask you this. You know, Tariq was mentioning before the folk tradition. We talked about the popular tradition of Kulthum. If this is Arab classical music, does it have the same problem in the Arab world that Western classical music has in the West? Namely, the kids don't listen.
There is that issue, and especially now. But you could say the same thing about Arab folk music and Arab, like all the traditional musical forms are sort of not as popular among youth in the Arab world as the sort of pop forms.
Well, I mean, the Arab Spring, the soundtrack to the Arab Spring, seems to have been hip hop.
Right. Mm. Yeah, and that's become really big, especially as sort of a voice of resistance in the Arab world. But interestingly, these traditions, there wasn't such a distinction, classical and folk and pop sort of, that, you know, like we mentioned Kulthum, like that was pop music at the time, now it's classical.
Right.
The Mwashahat are pretty clearly classical. There's other forms that are very clearly folk. The Maqam of Iraq starts... It has a classical part and a folk part of it. So
I'm sorry, maqam just being, that's the sort of Arab equivalent to an Indian raga, for
in
example.
In general, yeah. Maqam. But if you talk about Iraqi maqam, it's actually a completely different meaning.
Oh, really?
And it's actually a form that is a particular style that you only find in Iraq and in Iran and Azerbaijan. It's sort of a semi-improvised form in which the singer or instrumentalist sort of follows a kind of a path that's laid out, and each melody is prescribed. Every melody, even if it sounds improvised, actually it's very specific, and every melody has its own name. So in the course of one maqam, you might go through like 7 or 8 or 9 different sections, each of which have their own sort of characteristics and style and sort of story behind it. Mm. And then, but then after the maqam is finished, you go into a rhythmic, lighthearted song, which is called the pesta, which is more folky. And these are songs that are sung throughout the rural parts of Iraq. And even this one particular one we're going to do is popular in Syria and Lebanon and even in Egypt, people know it. So it's...
And this is built around the mode known as Hijaz.
Yeah, Hijaz, the 7-note scale.
And the song is called?
The song is called Fogun Nakhal, which actually has two meanings. It could either be above the palm trees, Fog meaning above, and Nakhal is the palm tree. But there's an alternate sort of Sufi meaning, which is Fog, again, above, Ilna Khal, which means we have a friend or a companion, sort of someone watching over us. So it's a poetic thing when they can take the same set of words and have two completely different
right.
meanings.
One sort of practical and another perhaps a bit more mystical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's hear it. It's another live performance in the New Sound Studio from the members of the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble.
لما أناخ قبيل الصبح عيسهم وحملوها وسارت بالهوى الإبل يا حادي العين يا حادي العيس عرج كي أودعهم يا حادي العيس في ترحالك الأجل لم أنقض مودته يا ليت شعري بطول البعد ما فعلوا صحت مظلوم مسكوب محروم خايب سايب يا قلبي فوقنا خوف يا فوقنا خوف Thank you.
متني وشعر وخدود يابا ميزك ربك ميزك ربك هذا السبب يا هو عيني خلانا حبك والله معذبني وما عنده
Final live performance on New Sounds from the Alwan Arab Music Ensemble, and this time a song from the Iraqi tradition called Fugil Nakhal?
Fugil Nakhal, yeah.
I don't know why I tried to say it. I'm Amir El Safar singing beautifully here in the New Sounds studio. So we've heard from three of the great centers of Arab music, Aleppo in Syria, Egypt, and now Iraq. And again, that seems to be part and parcel of what Alwan, Amir, I started by asking what Alwan means. It's colors. And
yeah,
we get many of the colors of Arabic culture being sort of woven through the fabric of this band.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice. Everybody kind of has their own take, and it comes together in this really beautiful way. And it helps that we're all friends and we like to hang out together, and we're, you know, it's I think that I hope it comes through in the music as well.
So. George, do the rest of you look at the Iraqi, you know, I mean, Amir is saying how different everything is in Iraq.
I mean, the details are different of things, but in general, I mean, when I hear Iraqi music, it's like, you know, hearing my, you know, it's like my own music. It's like it's nothing foreign.
Right.
I mean, Amir got very serious and deep into it, and he studied the maqam. But the pop Iraqi songs is always in our head. You know, we hear it since childhood, so it's part of our repertoire too.
So you guys are able to all. I mean, you just someone starts a melody, and it just
and
you all know
along,
it. And
yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. Right. That is popular songs that everybody knows.
Okay. Yeah, some things are specific, you know, and then other ones are sort of part of a shared common repertoire.
Yeah. Right.
The Alwan Arab Music Ensemble playing at the Great Hall on the balcony, right?
Yes, exactly.
Of the Great
it's
Hall.
Part of the Friday night series they have, Friday and Saturday series they have there.
At the Metropolitan Museum of Art, November 4th and 5th. Guys, it has been great fun having all of you here in the studio playing for us. It's beautiful music representing a very ancient tradition, and you know, coinciding with the opening of the new galleries at the Met, it really kind of gives us a different view of a part of the world that we see one side of in the news very often. So thank you all for coming in and playing
thanks
for us.
Thank you, John.
And thanks also to our engineers, our hardworking crew tonight, Irene Trudell, assisted by George Wellington. You're listening to New Sounds. Well, as usual, a playlist is available for this edition of New Sounds. If you want to know what you've heard and get a little more information, you can go to our webpage, wnyc.org/newsounds. And you'll also find the show itself. All of the shows are there. You can hear any New Sounds anytime you like. You can subscribe to our podcasts, connect with us on Facebook or Twitter, and lots more. All of that at wnyc.org/newsounds. In the background is some music from the Syrian-born singer and composer Abed Azriyeh. Actually, he is from the town of Aleppo, which is where the first of the live pieces we heard tonight came from. This particular album is called Aromat, and like most of Abed Azriyeh's music, it was recorded in Paris, setting contemporary Arab poetry to his own music. This is Abed Azriyeh on New Sounds. الورد إلا
حبيب حبه وسط الحشا لو يشاء يمشي على خد مشى لو يشاء يمشي على خد مشى حبيب حبه وسط الحشا لو يشاء يمشي على خد مشى على خد مشى
from the Syrian-born French-based singer Abed Azrieh and his album Aromat, that's called Murmur of the Breeze, from the same record, which, by the way, came out in the early 90s, late 80s, a beautiful album. This piece is called Laughing, and it'll wrap up this edition of New Sounds.
جسدي يا شجرة البيوت المهجورة التي تختار من كلامي الكلام الذي أنا أختاره أيضا زهر البساتين وفازت على الفواكه الوحشية زنبقة الكآبة الزرقاء الضاحكة
Some music from the Syrian singer and composer Abed Azriyeh. Laughing is the name of this song from his 1991 album called Aromat. Wrapping up this edition of New Sounds, I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.